This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I am so happy to be back with you again as a part of the program with Doug and the health shows that we have been doing for so long. I want to make the presentation today kind of a follow-up to what I was doing in the last on the DJB Health Show, talking about insulin, because as I get into this, especially in the first segment of our show, I think you'll be able to understand why this is such an important topic and why we find heart disease as the number one killer in America, why we find cancer the second killer in America, why we find stroke and other kinds of conditions immediately related to, believe it or not, your diet, your dietary choices, and the environmental conditions that we live in. And so with that kind of an opening, just a really quick review with this idea that the combination of a high carbohydrate, low protein causes the greatest increase in insulin production, even more than the carbohydrate by itself. Now, when I'm talking about carbohydrates, I'm talking about anything that did not come from something with a face. If you want to know what a carbohydrate is, it's the plants. It's the fruits, the vegetables. Anything that did not come from something that had a mother is a carbohydrate. Some of them are complex. Some of them are very simple. Candy bars are extremely simple carbohydrates. Crunchy vegetables are more complex carbohydrates, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, things like that. But at the end of the day, those carbohydrates will still break down as sugar in your bloodstream, something we call glucose, which is really the only kind of sugar your body can assimilate. Any other kind of sugars that you get eventually have to be, for the most part, converted to glucose. And I also told you, in conjunction with that, this comment by Arthur Jensen from Cal Berkeley, when he was talking about, you know, in all the other fields, outside of nutrition, outside of dietary choices, or outside the food industry, I should say it that way, in America today, when bridges fall to pieces, when aircraft can't fly, and when machines stop working, and when treatments don't cure, despite every, you know, life-saving measure that we do here and there to keep things running, you have to begin to question the assumptions, the principles, the theories, the hypotheses, whatever it was that went into that. You know, just like the 727 MAX or the 737 MAX, whatever it was, that after two of those planes came down, it shut down that whole aspect of the airline industry until they could find out what was going on, because it was in everybody's face. I mean, you couldn't deny the seriousness of that kind of failure. But when we look at heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, these kinds of things, and the attempts that are made to try to cure them fail left and right. And so that's kind of what I want to be able to talk to you about today, because I want to talk to you like you're sitting here right in front of me, as I would do with another patient in my clinic face-to-face, to let you know that all these attempts to treat obesity with these low-calorie, low-fat, high-complex carbohydrate diets that you continue to put weight on when you desperately are trying to lose it. And then, inevitably, the blame is put on you because you just didn't do it right. And so that's what I want to address, these four major ideas that are associated with high insulin. Now, what causes high insulin? Carbohydrates. If you ate a steak, if you ate a chicken breast, if you ate a fish fillet, and nothing else, you just ate one of those, kind of a la carte, your insulin would not move. It would stay low because there's no sugar in those things. There's just protein and fat, both of which your body highly needs. But high insulin levels, and by high, it's that we have carbohydrates for breakfast, we have carbohydrates for a mid-morning snack, we have carbohydrates at lunch, we have carbohydrates in the middle of the afternoon, we have carbohydrates for dinner, and maybe carbohydrates before we go to bed and a bowl or two of ice cream, whatever. That keeps the insulin levels constantly high. And insulin's number one job is fat storage. So any kind of energy that is flowing through the bloodstream, when you have high insulin levels that your body is not immediately needing for its immediate energy needs, is going to be converted to fat. And so the major symptoms, the four major symptoms of having insulin levels high all the time are high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol and triglyceride levels, adult onset diabetes, and heart disease. And so I want to be able to go into these individually and give you some ideas as to what you can do to try to take care of these things. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up next.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God. And it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Fábula. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
So welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the DJV Health Show. And you can get more information about me and who I am at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well as JackStockwell.com. And this dealing with this problem of insulin and the conditions that I just told you about, that high, the constantly ongoing high insulin levels can lead to, is one of the reasons why Mary and I created Long Life Energy Enzymes. Because it's one of the best, if not the best, pancreatic support I have ever run across. Why is the pancreas important? Because that's where insulin is produced. And when you have the kind of diet that I was talking about during the first break, when that is what makes up your food choices, and you have high ongoing insulin all the time, your pancreas can burn out. Now, that's not a medical term. But you can overtax the work that your pancreas is doing. And when you look at the incredible rate in our country today of people suffering from pancreatitis or even worse, pancreatic cancer, you don't grow up leading yourself into pancreatic cancer or pancreatitis or some other kind of pancreatic problem. It's your lifestyle choices that lead to that. So that's why we created Long Life Energy Enzymes. You can get a lot more information about that at ForbiddenDoctor.com on the homepage. And it's a product that Mary and I created ourselves. So I want to get back to you with this idea. Let's just start with high blood pressure, because excessive insulin levels, the kind that goes with a high carbohydrate, low protein diet, causes high blood pressure because it forces the kidneys to hold on to salt, hold on to sodium, I should say. And even when there's too much, it's going to result in fluid retention. If you have any swelling in the lower part of your extremities, if you wear a tight pair of socks during the day and you take the socks off at night and you see these little impressions around where the top of the sock was on your leg, and you can see that, boy, there's swelling above that restriction, there's swelling below it, you know you're holding on to fluid. Now, is the high insulin levels causing that? That's one of the causes of it. There may be something else that's going on. But in another way, excessive insulin will increase the thickness of the walls of your arteries. And when it does that, it makes them less elastic. They become narrower, which causes back pressure, which leads to high blood pressure. And in the final way, constant levels of insulin stimulates the adrenals to constrict blood vessels and to increase the heart rate, which, of course, increases blood pressure. Unfortunately, most medical doctors only treat the symptom rather than going to the real underlying cause of the problem. If, for example, if you go to your doctor and you find your cholesterol level and your blood pressure are high, I can just about guarantee you, you're going to leave that office with instructions to go on a low-fat diet and come back in a month for a checkup. And if you follow that advice and you go on a low-fat diet, what's going to happen? Because when you decrease your fat intake, you usually decrease your protein intake, because virtually all foods that are protein-rich usually have substantial amounts of fat in it. And so meat, eggs, cheese, most dairy products, the best sources of complete dietary protein, they're all taboo from that doctor you just went to because they put you on a low-fat diet. And if you're on a low-fat diet, these are the kinds of foods they're going to steer you away with. And with this protein and fat restriction, what's left? Well, the only thing that's left are carbohydrates, which by default results in your eating a high-carbohydrate, low-protein, low-fat diet, the very thing that causes your insulin levels to go through the ceiling. And if you had what's called hyperinsulinemia to begin with, too high a level of insulin in your blood, and if you have elevated cholesterol and you have high blood pressure, you can bet you do with that kind of a diet, increasing the body's insulin levels is not going to help you. But that's the standard diet that they want to put you on. And so a month later, your doctor's probably going to find your cholesterol has decreased a tiny bit because of the low fat, but not enough to put it normal, and then your blood pressure is about the same, maybe even a little higher now, and so when you leave the office, you're going to go with a prescription for high blood pressure medication, an even more stringent diet, and perhaps a prescription for lowering your cholesterol as well. And so you leave with your prescriptions, your sample medicines, your new diet instruction, and this nagging worry in the back of your mind. What's going on here? Because your doctor's going to find your blood pressure has come down to normal because of the drugs. Your cholesterol started to drop because of the drugs, and you're a little bit relieved because those numbers are better, but you did not get to the source of the problem. And that high insulin level will keep these problems going on and going on. And while looking for all the world like another triumph of modern medicine over disease, it's just a camouflage. It's just a camouflage to the real problems. So I'm going to talk to you about cholesterol, because that's what's going to be the biggest concern after high blood pressure. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. I'll be back with you in just a few moments.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I am so happy to be here with you. Now, I want to give you a slight little warning about what I was talking about in the last segment, and that is that a high-protein, low-carbohydrate diet is so effective, I promise you, in lowering blood pressure that people who make that shift from a high-carbohydrate to a low-carbohydrate diet that happen to be on blood pressure lowering medication can experience maybe some dizziness, some faintness within a few days of that dietary change because that diet alone is bringing your blood pressure down. And combined with blood pressure medication, you're going to need to get off of that medication very fast. So don't attempt to do what I'm talking about if you're on high blood pressure medication without being under the care of your cardiologist or primary care physician. They need to watch you while this is going on. So, at the beginning of the last segment, I talked about the various conditions that are associated with high insulin levels in the body that are brought on by high carbohydrate diets. And cholesterol is just big business. I mean, whenever mass paranoia starts to brew out there in the world, a whole legion rises up to exploit it. Now, cholesterol really wasn't that big of a problem until they discovered drugs in the beginning of the 80s that would force your liver to stop making cholesterol. Now, why would the body make cholesterol if we think cholesterol is such a bad word? Every cell in your body requires the presence of cholesterol. Cholesterol is this waxy material that the borders of your cells, the wall of the cell, is made of to keep it waterproof. Now, imagine soaking in a super hot bathtub. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you've been working in your garden or you're doing whatever, and it's a little bit more physical activity than you usually do. And so, I can't wait to soak in a hot bath. Now, what happens if you were served for lunch a nice hot bowl of chicken noodle soup and you put a saltine cracker on top of that soup? What's going to happen in literally seconds to that cracker? Now, if that cracker had cholesterol in it, it would not float away in several different pieces in different directions. And if your body wasn't loaded with healthy cholesterol,
The same thing would probably happen to you that happened to that cracker sitting on top of that soup. Cholesterol is absolutely essential to life. Cholesterol is the basis of so many hormones that affect your conscious reality and the way you can deal with and relate to other human beings. But when they came up with this drug that would stop the liver from making it, now why did they do that? Well, when you have plaque that's building up inside the arterial system of the body, when you get this waxy, gooey stuff that's inside there, it's got a lot of cholesterol in it. So cholesterol is seen as the bad guy. It's just like coming up to a traffic accident and you don't understand cars or engines or anything else. And you see two or three traffic accidents during the day and there's gasoline all over the road from ruptured fuel tanks. You get the idea in your head, oh, it must be this liquid that's all over the road that's causing these accidents. No, it's just a byproduct. And that's exactly what cholesterol, your body will use cholesterol as a band-aid to help the walls of your arteries that have been injured by high insulin. Now, when we get back, I want to get into that in a little bit more detail to explain exactly how your diet relates to that. So we'll continue with more of the DJB Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Impulse and patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Impulse and patience were traveling together when they came to a divide in the way. The road split into two paths. The first was easy to travel but led to an awful destination. The second was really difficult to pass but led to a beautiful, beautiful place. Impulse jetted quickly down the easy path and his future was sealed. Patience, however, took a moment to consider the outcome. And although she was tempted to go down the easy path, she realized the reward for doing the harder work up front. So patience went down the tougher path, but ended up in an indescribably beautiful place. And here's something awesome to know. Both impulse and patience reside in you. Who you allow to guide you will likewise determine where you end up. For more on life, check out my new book, Walking Through Anger.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter savings. I can't wait to celebrate with all my peeps. Speaking of, I just got 50% off festive decor, a Ninja blender for just $99.99, and saved on some arts and crafts the kids are going to love.
Okay, those are some excellent deals, right?
On top of that, I got an extra 20% off Kohl's cash and free store pickup.
Excuse me while I hop onto Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20% off rent, pay for third. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized a second booster dose of either Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines.
The CDC and the FDA are now allowing and will make available booster shots, a fourth shot, for people over 50, for the immunocompromised. We have plenty of supply to ensure that those populations can receive these shots.
White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield. NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two Russian cosmonauts returned to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. The return concludes Vandehei's NASA record-breaking 355 consecutive days in space. NASCAR racing is in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A misspeaking President Biden during his European trip last week has led to clarifications numerous times. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana, says that people have a hard time understanding President Biden on the world stage.
This is a major liability. And first of all, President Biden's foreign policy has been a major liability. You go back to Ukraine, the weakness he's shown on the world stage his entire presidency has really given a signal to all of the bad guys around the world, whether it's Putin, look at Xi, look at, they're trying to negotiate with Iran right now to get a nuclear weapon and using Russia to help negotiate. People are looking at this going, you know, America basically has stepped off of the world stage as a global leader of freedom, and President Biden continuing to make these gaffes. They can't send Kamala anywhere. They sent her to Poland. I don't know if he came to mop up the mess and made even more mess, but then they continue to try to walk back statements that he made as the President of the United States. You know, your words have consequences. You go back to the old Secretary Gates' comment that Joe Biden has always been wrong on foreign policy. The only problem is that before he wasn't the final decision maker. Today he is the commander in chief.
The taxpayer-funded deal to build a $1.4 billion stadium for the Buffalo Bills football team is not only a touchdown for the team, it's a big win for Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's husband. Bill Hochul, a senior vice president and general counsel for Delaware North, the major food concessionaire at the Buffalo Bills home field. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And so we're talking about cholesterol. And I want you to get a really good understanding that cholesterol isn't the enemy. Cholesterol is an indication that an enemy is present, but it's not the enemy itself. And the enemy is a high carbohydrate diet. Now, I know I might be sounding like a broken record to repeat this, but this is so vital to understand what is going on in your body this very minute. Is the result of what you have eaten the last 24 hours. Sometimes we don't think about that, but I want you to understand what is flowing through your bloodstream right now is the result of what you've eaten, or in the sense of missing important things you didn't eat, that's causing certain problems flowing through your bloodstream right now. Now, the food processing industry is as concerned with your health as I think you are with what's on the dark side of the moon. They're interested in the bottom line, and they'll do anything to improve their quarterly reports, improve their stock values, improve the golden parachutes, improve the bonuses to the high mucky mucks of those companies. Your health is one of the least of their considerations. And how do I know that? Because of the kind of foods they push on the public for the last several decades. I was born in 1950, and I started beginning to be concerned about these kinds of things when I was in my early 20s.
And by my mid-20s, I have children, and I'm concerned about what they're eating and what's in their lifestyle. As I look around and see all these sick people and all these sick kids, and that's what really started my study of nutrition, real basic human nutrition. And so when you see something with that's nothing more than just a soft drink, and it says contains no cholesterol, or you see something like cornflakes, and it says contains no cholesterol, that's a part of the ongoing, continuing brainwashing and propaganda by the food industry to let you know that their high carbohydrate food that they're pushing on you that's overly processed and hardly any nutrition is left in it at all, but because it has no cholesterol, it's probably going to be good for you. And so these kinds of groups, these food groups, just disperse millions of dollars to all these research labs throughout the world, allowing them to, you know, to pursue the evils of cholesterol with all of their ever-increasing studies, and missing the point that 7% of the cholesterol in your body is in your blood, and the bulk of the cholesterol in your body is located, as I said earlier, in every cell where this waxy, soapy stuff provides the cell membrane that gives structural integrity to your cell membrane, and it regulates the flow of nutrients into the cell and the waste products out of the cell so it can be removed from the body. And some of the cholesterol comes from your food. You know, if you ate some fried eggs and bacon, you're going to get some cholesterol in your diet. But over 80% of the cholesterol in your body right now is made by your liver. Now, why would the liver do that? Because it's essential for life. And these cholesterol-lowering drugs stop the liver from producing cholesterol. Now, just think about that for a minute. Why would you want to put something into your body that stopped your body from a normal life-saving procedure? Well, obviously, it's because your cholesterol is too high. And what is high cholesterol? When the cholesterol scare began back in the early 80s. You never heard much about it in the 70s, but towards the end of the 70s, early 80s, you start hearing it. And the first published numbers were 300 was considered normal for cholesterol. And then as they went through the population testing people and getting cholesterol indications, most people were at 300. And when you can't sell drugs to people who think their cholesterol levels are normal, then you have to start lowering the numbers. And artificially, they started pushing the numbers lower and lower and lower until they're ridiculously low now, below 200. That's dangerous to have your cholesterol levels that low as a result of taking drugs that force the liver from stopping making cholesterol. Now, Dr. Graveline has written a book, Lipitor, The Thief of Memory. I would highly recommend that book. He's a cardiologist to the astronauts. And you might find this hard to believe, but they won't let astronauts go up into space if they don't have high cholesterol. Because your brain won't work without high cholesterol. And there are plenty of studies that show the older you get, the higher your cholesterol needs to be to sustain brain activity. Now, I can get into the LDL and the HDL and the good and bad, which is nonsense. All cholesterol is important. But I don't think I need to go that deeply here to get you to understand or to help you to understand that cholesterol is absolutely essential to life. And what causes high cholesterol? High insulin levels that allow for the sugar to be processed instead of fat. If you're eating something with fat and sugar in it, which is, you know, most animal-based foods will have fat. The fat will come from the animal food. But if you had, say, a breakfast of fried eggs in butter, which is a very healthy food, but along with it you had toast and jam, or you had coffee loaded with sugar, or a green drink that has a lot of sugar in it. Your body will use that sugar for energy and store the fat. Because your body can get energy out of the sugar much faster than it can get energy out of fat. which is why a lot of people will really reach for something sugary in the middle of the morning to keep their energy levels high. So you have a breakfast of, say, cereal of some kind, and whether the sugar on it or not, but then you put some pasteurized milk over it, and you have a bowl or two of sugar of cereal, and then you run off to work, and the insulin levels climb as you're in the car driving to work to get the sugar out of the blood that was in your breakfast and get it into the cells, and then you have a bit of a sugar low. And you could, you know, if you've experienced a sugar low, then you know very well what I'm talking about. And the energy levels start to drop, and the brain fog starts to show up, and then you've got to go get some sugar. You have another cup of coffee with sugar in it, or you have a soft drink, or you have some candy laying around, a bagel, something that will push that blood sugar back up. And if there is fat in what you're eating, along with something sugary, that fat is going to be stored as energy. Whereas if you just had a breakfast of, say, eggs and bacon or eggs or whatever else, or even the last pieces of steak you left over from dinner last night that you didn't finish, but you didn't have any sugar with it, that fat that's in that meat is going to provide you with sustained energy throughout the day and not drive your cholesterol levels up. So this artery clogging damage that you hear from cholesterol all the time is analogous to, let's say you had a very powerful air conditioner inside of a house, and you're putting the thermostat that controls the air conditioner for the whole house inside a tiny little hot, airtight closet. And so that air conditioner is going to be cranking out enough air to create or cold air to create icicles in the house because the thermostat's inside this little hot room. And so this is like the cholesterol is like the plaque of the icicles in the house. And so the idea of lowering cholesterol levels is not in the restriction of dietary cholesterol, but it's in taking control of your internal cholesterol manufacturing system. And so you eat a diet that reduces insulin, then you reduce the signal to the liver to make cholesterol. And so your body is going to have to take the cholesterol out of your bloodstream in order to satisfy the needs of the cells. And so what they consider bad LDL just starts falling rapidly. And so if you eat a diet that has red meat, and don't believe that propaganda out there, there's something wrong with red meat, if it comes from pasture-raised animals, I'm not talking about commercial stuff. The commercial stuff is loaded with pesticides and herbicides and hormones and antibiotics that gets through that meat. And when you have that commercial roast served for Sunday dinner, you're feeding your family an awful lot more than just red meat. But when it comes from farms that take care of those animals and make sure that their food is pastured grass, that their water is a stream that's running through the middle of that pasture. You eat a diet that has that kind of red meat and egg yolks and cheese and butter and cream. As long as you control that insulin output, your cholesterol is going to stay very healthy between, say, 200 and 225 or 200 and 250. Now, that's something to think about, because this is something you have immediate control of. You control the healthy control of cholesterol in your bloodstream isn't done through the use of drugs. It's achieved by dietary selections. There's more than twice as much energy in fat as there is in sugar, in glucose. And by that, I mean nature has chosen to use fat, or designed us to use fat as storage energy, because there's so much energy in fat. And when you have a diet low carbohydrate, you have a diet that's releasing fat into the bloodstream, lowering cholesterol, cleaning up the plaquing that gives you sustained energy throughout the day while you're awake. Not the highs and the lows and the highs and the lows that comes with a carbohydrate diet. Because your body will jump to a five-alarm fire as soon as it starts seeing a lot of sugar ending up in the bloodstream. And this is where comas come from. This is where what people who have diabetes are floating between a diabetic coma and insulin shock. A diabetic coma, they can pass out and die because the level of blood sugar in the bloodstream itself is so vital to keeping us alive that your pancreas is just working 24/7 to try to create enough insulin to handle the amount of sugar we're putting into our system. And the higher those insulin levels become, the more we're threatened with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and some of the other things that hopefully we'll have enough time to get to today. If you don't remember anything else in this presentation that I'm trying to explain to you from my heart to your heart, high carbohydrate diets will kill you. And that's the bottom line. And it's one of the biggest secrets and mysteries that exist in the dietary world today. So we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up here shortly, because I want to get to heart disease and let you know how high insulin levels will definitely lead to heart disease, which, interestingly enough, is the number one killer in America today. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at the DJV Health Show at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And it's been a real pleasure being able to talk to you about these things. I see a lot of different conditions in my clinic all the time in Salt Lake City. And as a result, I'm asked so many questions during the day about Alzheimer's, or I'm asked about cancer, or I'm asked about a number of things, actually. And almost every one of them, with a few exceptions, comes back to our dietary choices. We are either eating ourselves a diet that will give us a long-lasting, healthy, vibrant, energy-filled life, or we're eating a diet that's going to go the other direction. Now, I've talked to you about several things here that high insulin levels from a high-carbohydrate diet lead to. But maybe one of the most important is the heart disease because, as I've said, and as you well know yourself, it's the leading cause of death in America. And so in the case of heart disease, the problem, obviously, is the result of inadequate flow of blood to any area of the heart, or the flow of blood is cut off altogether, especially in something that they call the widowmaker that goes down to the left ventricle that pumps blood to the body. Now, there's indications, there's science out there to indicate that the heart could just go pumping on forever if it had adequate levels of oxygen being pumped to the heart muscle. Now, you know, the lub-dub, 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 first sound, second sound, lub-dub, lub-dub. And there's a tiny little rest period between one lub through the dub till the next lub begins. And an interesting fact about that is if you lived to be 100 years old and you had healthy heart function all the way from the time you're born to a 100-year birthday party, normal heart function, you know that for 66 years of that time period, your heart is sitting perfectly still. 66 years of your life, your heart would not be beating. It would be beating 33 years. Because in the entire cycle, in a healthy heart rhythm tone of the heart, from the first lub to the next lub. Two-thirds of that time, the heart's sitting still. It's sitting still between the lub and the dub, and it's sitting still between the dub and the next lub. And when you think about that, if you have arrhythmia, it's not calming down, especially in the atrium, the pulmonic or the aortic valves. A lot of people, by the time they're 55, 60, are starting to develop atrial fibrillation. That's very dangerous. And again, I'm suggesting that that's not the result of you're not having enough heart blood medications in your, or your heart function blood medications in your bloodstream. It's, again, our food choices. And so when a person has a heart attack, it's usually brought on by the blockage of the coronary artery. And that blockage is usually build up plaque. And plaque forms over a long period of time. You don't have it one day and then you have it the next day. It takes years for that to happen. And it's a step-by-step process that causes the building up of that plaque. And the infiltration of cholesterol into the lining of the artery, proceeding to the development of what would be a very serious lesion. Now, insulin, by its action on cholesterol, helps to create and keep high these excess amounts of LDL in the bloodstream. And the quickest way to bring down LDL, which is they consider to be the bad cholesterol, that's a terrible moniker. That's not true at all. It's just from a drug point of view. It may seem like the right thing. The easiest way to bring down the LDL is to move to a low cholesterol diet. And I'm telling you, within 24 to 48 hours, you'll see LDL levels crashing. Well, that's it for this week's health show on the DJV program. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV health show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at the DJVHealthShow.com, and you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I hope you've had as good a time as I have.
People always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars.
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.